This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The heart of every man craves a great adventure, but life doesn't usually feel that way. Jesus speaks of narrow gates and wide roads, but the masculine journey is filled with many twists and turns. So how do we keep from losing heart while trying to find the good way when life feels more like a losing battle than something worth dying for? Grab your gear and come on a quest with your band of brothers who will serve as the guides in what we call the masculine journey. The Masculine Journey starts here now.
Oh, we're on a quest. We are on a quest today, a laugh quest.
Quest for fun.
Yeah. A quest for, yeah. To quote Chevy Chase.
There you go. Yeah.
A quest for fun.
Yes.
And it's all because of you, Kenny. You came up with today's topic, and so here you go. Yeah. And part of our quest for fun, I should mention before we go too far, is that Sam is not here.
we went with fun. Sam had to go.
Yeah. You can either have Sam or you can have fun.
Well, when the cat's away, let me just say.
Yeah, we're okay. You're gonna play whether you're here or not, you know. But that's one thing, you know, I came to the subject last week because, you know, I've been out a while with some medical issues and different things, and when I came back, I'd missed the laughter of this group and the heart. And the fellowship, and all, and it was just refreshing. It was. So y'all asked me, and I said, well, what makes us laugh? And it's just the good laughter, because we're laughing together, and it's spurring each other on into the right territory, you know, of really enjoying life, because so much of this world's trying to pull it out of you, you know, or beat you down, or put you down, or put you in a mold, instead of letting God grow.
Right.
You know, and we really see the beauty, like last week we was talking about the beauty and our connection to the beautiful things of this world. I know I'm doing it again. I'm talking in and out of the mic. I'll try to lock down here.
Well, the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? In his presence is fullness of joy. And so usually you're going to find if people are having a really good time, Jesus is there in the midst, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, Danny, we know of all the people in the area that have a tendency to enjoy some laughter.
Shenanigans.
Right? You are on the Danny cam, so go for it.
Well, yeah, we've already discussed my shiny side of my head here. So. It's a full moon on this side of the camera, you know. But a merry heart is good medicine, is what Scripture says.
Yes.
And you know, I do love to laugh. I love to see people laugh. I mean, just real laughter and that kind of thing. And that's, you know, part of this whole journey, I think. I mean, because hang out with this group a little while, you will laugh. Either that or they're going to do last rites pretty quick. But as Kenny said, the flip side of that is that there's a seriousness as to who we are and what we do.
Yes.
You know, because along with that laughter, along with that medicine that comes with that is the fact that I know that if I'm going through something or one of my brothers is going through something, I'm going to get a phone call or a text or something, or somebody's coming to see me. And that's the beauty of the whole, what I think we're talking about, the fellowship.
Yes.
But there is tons of shenanigans and laughter that goes on around here. I can assure you
there is.
Yes.
And I love the idea of, you know, when I'm at war, you're at war, you know. If you're at war, I'm at, you know, that whole thing, locking arms, and you can feel that and experience it is a part of being essentially, you know, I guess included is a good word. Mm-hmm. Like rather than being like set aside, you're an intricate part of everything if you're in the group, and that's. Because we all are an intricate part of that, but a big part of that here is laughter. And so the person you wouldn't think, you know, when you just came up with a subject, like who would have the first clip in this particular show? And so I thought, you know, just to get to the punchline.
The joke's on me. Well,
because Sam's not here, I said let's go with Jim.
I think it was a turn of millennium the last time I was the first clip.
Oh yeah,
and the first show. Sometimes I get the
but Jim has of all the sense of humors that are represented here, and everybody, I don't know, you just like, you know, everybody has their own idea of the Trinity and all those kind of things. They have some certain theology that they own. Jim has his own, you know, certainly sense of humor.
Yes,
that
it's very unique.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Very unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Princess Bride-ish is the best way I know to put it.
I thought that's where we would go.
Best movie ever.
And so I was shocked and amazed that our first clip did not have Princess Bride in it.
Too.
But since he didn't, I thought he should win the coveted first clip. So go for it, Jim.
Mercy clip.
Well,
it was kind of funny because I thought of at least one of the ones that somebody else used. I said, nah, everybody's going to use that movie. And I said, what else do I like? And I went to an oldie but a goodie, Oh God. And in my clip here, we're in a Pacer.
An AMC Pacer, I would point out.
Pacer. Some people, it was the first spaceship ever created as a car. But the Pacer has two occupants. One of them is John Denver playing somebody, and the other is God, who does sound an awful lot like George Burns. Did I get that right?
Burns.
Yes.
You got it.
Okay. Senility is a terrible thing.
Yeah. George
you would
Burns.
Know.
I don't think you said Burns. I think
Burns.
You said Burns.
Burns.
Yeah.
But that movie was very clever at a time when, God was, Hollywood took God very seriously. And this is a light time and a drive in a Pacer with God. Let her rip.
You don't want to set up the part of it now?
Nah, well, if you can't tell from listening to it, he's in a car and he opens the door on the policeman and soaks his shoes and socks towards the end. Nothing else needs setting up, does it? You'll correct me if it does.
Oh, we'll go for it.
I see you know a lot of things, and you've been making a lot of things happen, but none of it seems
godlike.
Yeah, godlike.
And what to you would be godlike?
Change the weather.
Ah, special effects, huh? What would you like? A little earthquake? A small hurricane?
Well, no. I wouldn't want anybody hurt. I was just thinking maybe, what about a little rain?
A little rain?
Yeah, a small shower.
One small shower, you got it.
Hey, it's raining. You made it rain. You didn't even bat an eye. You didn't have to lift a finger.
Rain's not that hard.
It's unbelievable.
Would you like it to rain a little harder?
No, this is fine.
How about bigger drops?
No, it's fine.
Would you care for a little snow?
I don't believe it. Hey, it's not raining outside. It's just in here.
Why should I spoil everybody's day?
This is fantastic.
Thank you.
It's just like Noah's Ark.
Same thing, without the smell.
What's the problem, officer?
Oh, I was about to ask you.
My radiator must be leaking. I'm sorry about that.
Radiator doesn't hold that much water.
It was something of a monsoon inside. What makes me laugh is when I heard that, my initial response was God, hence going to Oh God. But it is a way that God often speaks to me, And I do sort of miss Sam because he gets a lot of humor from God too. Mm-hmm. But there have been times in my life when he has shown me a divine sense of humor. And I've said more than once that if I ever write a book, which almost certainly won't happen because I'm too lazy for that kind of torture, it's going to be on God's infinite sense of humor. But one of the things that happened to me when I was in divinity school, I took a semester off, and one person in particular said I needed to re-interview to make sure that I would come back. And during that process, she basically said that she wanted to be sure that I would not be an embarrassment to the cause of Christ. And that, since the serious nature of that encounter was there, it hit me pretty hard. And on the way home, I basically spoke a little prayer to God, said, you know, if I'm going to embarrass you, Lord, just take me out now. And he didn't say a thing at that point. They did let me back into school, and a couple months later, driving by exactly the same place I'd said that prayer, I heard very clearly, did I say prayer or prayer? You figure it out. You're on the radio. But right at that same place that I had prayed that little prayer, I got my answer. And it was clearly God's voice in my head saying, Jim, you embarrass me every day, but I love you. And I think I laughed and cried all the way home. And I have found the closer I am to God, the more I laugh and the more I cry.
Yeah, and that's a significant, you know, kind of opportunity. You know, you're fully made with all these emotions. And so many other religions, when you think about it, they try to get you to suppress, you know, your emotions and whatever. But in Christianity, it's like, wow, let's see how far the rabbit hole goes. And to quote my buddy Danny, who was really quite funny, what did you say? You went way down there yesterday.
Well, way down the rabbit hole and slapped a Mad Hatter.
That's chasing a little laughter right there. I just think, you know, when you go down those rabbit holes, and Jim's been known to go down. In fact, I think you slapped Alice once or twice.
I'll set Andy up with this one. I don't know how many months ago, it's got to be at least 6 or 8 months ago, after saying I married a South Carolina girl, and I said, and I'm a North Carolina girl. I didn't even realize I'd said it.
We did.
But yes, I was wondering why everybody was laughing. But today, it was yesterday, I identified with a 13-year-old girl. Our exercise class, which is probably more octogenarians than 80-year-olds. I'm 70, and I'm one of the youngins.
Okay.
We're doing exercises, and three teenage girls came in, and they couldn't keep up with the class. So I said, okay. And I was struggling yesterday, so I couldn't keep up with the
class. I'm sure that's funny somewhere. And somebody out there,
hey,
really.
We all think we have a sense of humor, whether we do or not.
We're chasing laughter. Remember, you can go to masculinejourney.org and register for the boot camp.
What we have at our boot camp is something that makes you stronger and gives you the strength to go on your regular walk with God. It's something that will make you be bigger than you were when you got there.
I got away from Christ and suffered a overdose, and he took my memory at that time. I didn't know where I was who, what I was doing. So he showed me a little bit of his power there, letting me know that without him, I'm nothing. I don't got nothing. And I will be nothing. So I decided to come back, and just right now for the first time, like, I've been through a lot of things. Like, as you see me, tattoos all over and everything, I've been through a war. So for the first time in my life on this camp, I've been able to feel that peace in my heart. I haven't seen my family in over 8 years now, but I actually can say today that I'm okay with it. God is with me, and he's been dealing with my heart on a way that I never experienced it before. And I'm just thankful and grateful.
Register today at masculinejourney.org.
I love to laugh loud and long and clear.
I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year. The more I laugh, the more I fill with glee.
You're no help at all.
The more I'm a merrier me. Yes, we are chasing laughter today. That is my first bump I have done in years, but that is from the movie Mary Poppins. And Ed Wynn. And, you know, you don't get to hear Ed Wynn sing just every day. And you could tell it wasn't his gift, but laughing was his gift. And certainly I love the imagery. If you're familiar with the story, you know, he's stuck on the ceiling because he's gotten to laugh again so hard that he just keeps getting lighter and lighter and lighter. And as Jim made the wonderful point that, you know, the closer we get to God, you know, the more we laugh, the more we cry. But in this case, you know, they're physically, you know, you're closer to God because you're on the roof. And, I love personally when, you know, Dick Van Dyke goes into the, you know, some people laugh through their noses. Some people fizzle like snakes, you know? It's just a great song. But meanwhile, chasing laughter again, you know, what a diverse sense of humor group we have here, because you got Sam, who it's a, you know, I hate he isn't here for the show because he can crack on everybody faster than anybody I could ever see match in my life. And Harold's not here, and Harold has a very, very, very unique sense of humor, but Harold's blessed to have some family in, and Sam's doing some family duty. But we do have Danny. And so we have the Danny cam going. We wanted to make sure right here in the first show we got plenty of Danny, and Danny is going to go on full Danny.
On full Danny.
And he's going full Danny.
Buckle in.
And buckle in, because it's going to get deep.
Get in your AMC Pacer and buckle up. I couldn't help but think with the AMC Pacer that if you were going to ride very far in that, you did need God in the car. That was pretty...
No, that was a 258 six-cylinder, for your information. It's a very reliable unit. Not great resale value.
Trade it for a Pinto?
My father was the AMC dealer in Albuquerque, and we sold many a Pacer.
Many a Pacer. Kept pace with the world.
Yeah, we did. But, man, they were ugly.
not a pretty car. I love this topic. Obviously, I love to laugh. I love to make people laugh. And, Kenny brought it up last week. And I couldn't ever think, because I've quoted the scripture a bunch of times, you know, a merry heart is good medicine. And I had to go look that up. And there are some things that I found this thing, you know, laughter is good for pain relief. It's laughter can trigger the release of endorphins in the body's natural painkillers, which can reduce pain and discomfort. Laughter therapy can also promote relaxation, decrease muscle tension, and improve blood flow, which can help relieve pain. And it can obviously affect your mood. It can increase dopamine and serotonin levels, which are neurotransmitters that can make people feel good. It also boosts mood and reduce stress. And it also helps your immune system. So it's good to laugh.
And it strengthens your abdomen.
We found that out.
You can it's like Santa. Doing a crunch. It's better than doing a crunch or a sit-up.
That's why I told him I have a big muscle right here in front of me. Yeah, I've been building that thing. So
he's been laughing a lot.
Yeah, I laugh a lot. But growing up, and still, I love stand-up comedy. And, you know, especially storytellers that make you laugh. And we'll go see different people. But one of my favorites growing up was Jerry Clower. And so I had to go with a Jerry Clower clip. And, he was just a great storyteller, had an accent a lot like mine. So, you know, I understand him better than most folks, I guess. But you can play the clip and we talk about it afterwards.
But I'm afraid that you may be like Eugene Ledbetter, what his papa whooped him all the time for lying so much. Eugene is the biggest liar in Amite County, Mississippi. Just always lying. And one day he was standing on the front porch and he come running in the house hollering, "Oh, there's a lion in the yard. Lion in the yard. He's going to eat us up." Well, what it was a collie dog that they clipped every summer and just left a big tassel on the end of his tail. And Eugene run in the house said, "Lion in the yard, lion in the yard." Uncle Versus said, "You get upstairs, you get out on your knees, and you ask God to forgive you for lying." You stay up at 30 minutes and you get it worked out with the Lord. And Eugene come walking down. He said, you get it worked out with the Lord? Everything all right? Said, yes, sir. You think you got peace with God now about lying so much? Said, yes, sir. Said, in fact, the Lord spoke to me. He said, and Eugene, the first time I ever saw him, I thought he was a lion, too.
I could tell those stories almost word for word. I've heard them so many times, and they're still funny. And, you know, some of the things that I thought about is, you know, when we get together as a family, especially with Michelle's family, and some of y'all have met some of Michelle's family, we get to laughing and cutting up just because, in reality, the truth and the things that go on in life and people are funnier than fiction. And just the stories and the things that happen. But if you don't learn to laugh, then it's a sad state of affairs. It really is. Because I think about my own life, and, you know, it's been tragedy, as with everybody. But the great thing about God is he takes you through healing, and sometimes you can learn to laugh at the things that really used to make you cry. Mm-hmm. And there are tons of stuff in my own story with that. And you know, and to make other people laugh, you know, where they are, and you know, because everybody needs a good laugh sometimes.
So, what are one of those stories?
Well, I was thinking about and I don't know what I told this. It seemed like I told it the other week or whatever. We have a new dog, and her name is Presley. And we were trying to decide between two names. And we were going to meet these people, and we had to change our meeting spot. So we were deciding, okay, Lord, what do we need to name this dog? Was it Presley, or we had another name, and I can't remember.
Elvis?
What. Yeah, no, Priscilla. The female, the Priscilla. But they told us to meet them at Circle K on exit 100 coming out of Virginia there. And so we pull up, and as we turn onto the road, the name of the road was Graceland Road. So it wow. sealed the deal, and we just laughed and said, that's God's sense of humor right there, just telling us, I'm gonna send you to pick up his dog on Graceland Lane. It has to be Presley. So,
all right, and I love what Jim had talked about earlier, and I know for Sam, it's very much that way, that, you know, God can make you laugh, and when he does, you know it's him, mm-hmm. right? In other words, if you miss that Graceland, it just, how else would you know it's mm-hmm. funny?
Yeah.
You know, you just do, and then you just like, oh, mm-hmm. oh, I, you know, here we are again. Andy, you're smiling like you know
something. No, I'm listening to you. I have nothing. Don't put me on the spot like that.
One of the things about that is a lot of times people say, oh, that's such a weird coincidence. No, that's a God incidence. There are no coincidences. Mm-hmm. And it can be almost falling on the floor rolling when you get enough of those things in sequence mm-hmm. that are pointing you a direction, and you know that's the way you're going, mm-hmm. but they're little confirmations from God that do make it amusing.
Mm. Oh, there's no doubt in my mind he's got this unbelievable sense of humor, and it's interesting to me how many people recognize it. You know,
and it's sad to me how few people recognize it.
Well, yeah, but I would not have had any idea, you know, 40 years ago or something before I came to Christ, his sense of humor. But I'm trying to think of the name of the song exactly. I think it's called "Hugging You," and one of the lines in that song is, "You're the funniest person I ever knew," and they're talking about God. And, you know, and then their relationship with him, hugging him, and that you know, it's mm-hmm. this constant, you know, laugh track, mm-hmm. essentially going back and forth in order to get yeah. that confirmation that, you know, yeah. that I'm actually dealing with somebody,
yeah.
not this judgmental thing that, you know, the part of the relationship is that sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
I think it's possibly the first time my wife has ever been in a studio with us. I'm pretty sure it is. Anybody that doesn't believe God has a sense of humor, if you are married, look at who he puts you with. It's rare that isn't hilarious.
That brings up a great question I really have been begging to ask. Can anybody imagine, you know, they always talk about Vince being on Lombardi time Have you ever heard that? You know, you got to be 15 minutes early in order to be on time. The Vince Lombardi time. Don't you wonder about Mrs. Lombardi? I mean,
you mean St. Mrs. Lombardi?
Yeah, St. Mrs. Lombardi. But my guess is that she was Stu Epperson. Yeah. I'm going to be there in 7 minutes. That was the... Right. Set your watch on that one. It'll be a while. But that's just part of the joy of, you know, certain people is that they just have a different thing. But it's part of their, you know, it's the same thing with people that you work with. And, you know, they're going to, the place that you're, you know, fanatical about, they're going to be just to try to show you that, you know, it's really not that big a deal, Robbie. It's just not that big a deal. So I have my wife and I have Stu.
Well, we were talking about stories in the Bible that reflect God's humor, and me and Andy were talking about it coming down the hall, is, you know, Balaam on his donkey is hilarious to me because, you know, Balaam's determined. He's going this direction. Finally, the donkey turns around and says, hey, what are we doing here? You know, how often do you see a talking donkey? Other than my wife may tell you she sees one daily. But, you know,
and that's part of the deal, right? So, you know, Kenny, as we, you know, finish up show one, here's your, you know, again, for you personally, how do you experience God's laughter? To put you on the spot completely.
Well, it's, do I look for what puts a smile on God's face? Do I, and what puts a smile on my face is when I see, like sometimes I see it in my puppies, it seems like he's laughing about things. And I said, he's just happy being that puppy. Yeah. He's happy with what God's made of him. Are we happy with what God's made of it? What puts a smile on our face? What brings that laughter to our heart? What brings us alive?
It's like when you're a parent looking at that child, right?
Yes.
You're trying to get him to smile and trying to get him to laugh.
Yeah.
Well, God's looking at us doing that. It's a wonderful thing to do. Again, MasculineJourneyRadio.org. We got a boot camp coming up right before Thanksgiving. If I'm not mistaken, it's May 24th through the something or other.
November.
November.
Ready to that's way before Thanksgiving.
We're taking the fall off.
No, we're not. It's May. It's November. It's
November 21st to the 24th.
This is the Truth Network.